Good morning. Welcome to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton, back to open up with you about the latest on the dance scene and the heart of what moves us. Thank you for tuning in to share time and rhythm with us. Welcome to this dance space. Well, we are here. It is a new year, 2026. Happy New Year, everyone. And listen, it is so good. So good to be back with all of you. And I have a lot on my mind this morning as we begin the new year and as I flow into the newness of what a beginning can often represent. And at the top of my mind, as it often is this curiosity and quest to learn more about how it is that we hold space, how we find hope and healing and care in the spaces that we live and work and create in. My guest today has been known to say that your time and life is like water. Coming up on the show, Nina Gilreath, co-founding director of Balethnic Dance Company, is here for part two of our conversation, and we'll be opening up about her thoughts on these areas and much, much more. So stay tuned and stay locked in right here to CIUT 89.5 FM. We're going to take a break and be right back with Nina Gilreath. Welcome back to Turnout Radio. I'm Nicole Inika Hamilton. My guest today, Nina Gilreath, is co-founding director of Balethnic Dance Company. Nina joined us last week for a discussion that opened up thoughts about dance education and her perspectives, which are rooted in lived experience, historical context, and decades of ground-level work in education, performance, and community engagement. I'm looking forward to have her join us now for part two of our talk, which will go deeper into the spaces of care. Nina joins me now on Turnout Radio.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much for being so generous and inviting me back. I'm happy to be here.
I am so happy to have you back today. When we last met, it was a meeting of the minds.
Yes.
It was. And prior to last week's interview, there was this wonderful delving into these very critical and nuanced spaces of humanness that I was so inspired by. And so I'm looking forward to going deeper with you today.
Thank you. I'm ready.
Well, as am I. And before we begin, how are you? How is today greeting you?
Today actually is treating me very well. There's sunshine today, and I'm a sun lover. It gives me such energy. So it really brightens my day, brightens my smile. So I'm a happy camper today.
And you're joining us from where?
I am in Athens, Georgia today. I am actually in the building of East Athens Educational Dance Center, which is another one of my loves and another one of the spaces where I can use dance to center community and to mentor and to coach young people and adults with dance.
Well, with the new year upon us, what is at the forefront of your mind as you enter into the beginning stages of 2026?
Yeah, so part of what I think for myself in 2026 is to take the time to pause, to appreciate, to reflect, and not just go, go. I get so excited about what I'm doing that I become the Energizer Bunny. And then in a day, in a week, in a month, it's so much I don't have time to digest. And just like a good meal, we have to take time to savor and to digest. We have this one life. And I feel many times I don't savor the really precious moments. I was thinking earlier yesterday, I had the opportunity to talk to like three or four good friends, and I don't often get to do that. And I needed to take the time to savor what that reconnection and that communication was about. So in 2026, I'm definitely going to work on taking those moments.
So what does savoring look like for you when you think about that word?
Savor, it's like I think about, I'm not a real foodie. But the things that I really like, you know, you think about the flavor, the taste, and your mouth is just like, that is so good. And you just take the time to pause, to enjoy the moment. So with my good friendships and good conversations like this, I want to take the moment to pause, to think about all of the different senses that it helps us to engage. Think about this moment. It's only going to be this moment. There's not going to be another moment like this that I'm going to have with you. So I need to look, to see you, to hear you, and engage with what we're talking about and really relish and cherish this moment.
What's coming to mind for me as you're sharing is the intentional and purposeful living of moments and the consideration that each second and each minute is a part of a thread in the fabric of our history that won't repeat itself.
Yeah, I think it's such a blessing. And many times we don't really see it as the blessing it is. We have this precious time together and it's not going to repeat itself. And even if we convene again, the time will be different. The moment will be different. So I feel like it's important for us to honor all the time. And many times we don't give ourselves that, again, the word gift. That is a gift. And I think many times we forget that we can say, let's pause, let's cherish, let's honor, let's see this moment for what it is, because it's not coming back in the same form. It's very key. And I think about that, especially in life when you experience loss. And one of the things that you immediately know is that you're not going to have those moments with your loved ones. And that is the part that you grieve. But many times when we're living and breathing and we take it for granted, we don't connect those things, that time is finite.
You've been known to say that your time and life are like water. And so as you reflect upon that thought about time being finite, is there anything that you've discovered about how it is that you honor and hold space for time?
Wow, that's a good one. When I think about water, as humans, as species, when we enter the world, it's usually through water, right? Water bathes us in and we're cleansed. Water is so important to all of us. Our bodies are composed of mostly water. We're water. And for me, like when I find my biggest peace, I'm not a swimmer, but It's at the ocean, just listening to the waves, smelling the salt, looking at the sky. And that's when I get some of my best thinking done. And that's just in water, water moving over my body. It answers a lot of my questions, a lot of the problems that I'm grappling with is through just being in the water and being quiet and still. So water is very, very important. And you think about time. Time is always moving, and it's just like water. If we think about time, it's continuous. Water is continuous. Water will just seep in. It will find a space. It will inhabit a space. So I think that is just very important for me. And definitely stillness, because I am a person that moves quite a bit. So when I can slow myself down, as I spoke of being in the shower or sitting down or stretching, moving my body, stillness helps me to solve my own dilemmas. And it's like God speaking through me through this stillness. And I can hear so many things. And many times I'll share what those things are, the solutions. I'll go to work or to my class and I'll go, wow, I have this message. And it's an overwhelming message that I have the need to share. But it's always through the stillness and water.
Stay with us. More of Turnout Radio coming up after this. Stillness has been a pathway to restoration for you. Talk to us about that relationship between the stillness and restoration.
Yes, I can. Stillness for me helps me to restore my spirit. As a person in the public, teaching, moving through many communities, I'm often exhausting myself because I want to give in all the ways that I've been gifted and able to give. I feel like I'm very blessed to know that dance as a part of my life gives me a mode of communication, whether it's spoken or unspoken. I have a lot to say, a lot to share. And I want to give that, but that responsibility, there comes a time of I can burn myself literally out because I will keep going. So I'll know that I need to sit down, like my grandma used to say when she was alive, sit down somewhere, stop moving all the time. And then my good friend, Felicia McCulloch, who is the account manager and finance manager at Balethnic, she always looks at me and says, you need to stop, drop, and roll. You're always moving. When are you going to sit down? So, you know, when I hear her, it gives me the notion, hey, I need to sit still. I need to rest. And that for me is really just sitting still with my own thoughts. It helps me to curate my next steps and to help take myself out of overwhelm some of the time and to really be thoughtful about what's in my pipeline. And it helps me to be more in touch with my own energy, which I have a lot of, and how to better utilize it and how to get the things done that I want to do, but also in the way that I want to do them.
Yes, yes, that speaks to me. It's inside of those still moments, Nina, that I greatly appreciate the time for reflection and rest and the time for digging beneath the soil to assess how I'm doing and how we're doing. And At other times, in the still moments, I also enjoy just taking time to dream and have gentle thoughts that feed and fuel my spirit.
Yes, I love that you talk about rest, and I know many authors have written about rest is sacred. And I'm a person, I've always enjoyed sleeping. So just this past weekend, after New Year's and having a really amazing Kwanzaa event at Balethnik, I said, I cannot wait to get in my bed. And I thought of my bed again like water. I said I was going to dive into the bed, put my hands in prayer on the side of my face, and just comfortably sleep and really sleep. It is telling yourself, job well done. You can go to sleep. You can rest your body, your mind, and your spirit. So I really enjoy rest. The other thing that I love that you said, as grown-ups, sometimes we do not allow ourselves to dream big or to continue with our big dreams. We feel like either we've realized them or we lose hope. So rest, it can take you back to those things that are within your heart, those things that you want to accomplish. And again, with that rest, it's so restorative for me. I remember all the myriad of things that I want to do and I want to accomplish before I leave this big life, to realize those big dreams and to realize my passions, which are always about making the world a better place through our good deeds. So rest is so important, because if we just continue to work like a machine, a sewing machine, or whatever type of machine where the pistons are just always firing, we cannot get back in touch with that powerful part of our being that allows us to dream big and to do great works.
There have definitely been seasons of my life, Nina, where I would only allow myself to dream so far. And what I discovered was that if I allowed myself to venture past the scope of what I could see and touch and feel, if I allowed myself to dream outside of those boundaries, then I could potentially realize those dreams and cause them to come into fruition.
And the possibilities are endless when you think about it. You can't just think about what you have. Maya Angelou would talk about the ancestors. And when we walk in, we're walking in with our ancestors. So when I can think like that, I feel like most anything is possible if we make the effort. But part of it begins with believing that we can do it and continuing to work through what those possibilities, and now I've added probabilities, can be. I think about starting Balethnik. We've realized most of our dreams. It started out with myself and my boyfriend then, Waverly T. Lucas II, who's my husband for 30 plus years. And we just wanted to reach out and create accessibility, possibility. We didn't think, oh, wow, we can form this company where others and generations of people can come through and dance and realize their dreams, where older adults can learn new skills and learn how to do wardrobe, backstage, marketing, writing, that we could have our own building in East Point, Georgia, and now that we can have our own street called Balethnik Way. So through just the work and the belief, we've been able to not only do it for ourselves and our dreams, but so many others. I call those early years the wonder years. And I used to say, wonder how we did it. And what I also have seen is that many of our students started their own businesses that came through Balethnik at some point. And now we connect with them and we energize each other. It was way beyond us. And I always say that dreaming is divine, and it tracks back to taking the time to restore yourself, to get the rest, to find the water, to find the things that renew our spirits. And it reminds me why I love teaching children of all ages, little children, when you see the wonder in their eyes and they say, I want to grow up and I want to be a ballerina. I want to be an astronaut. They're not sitting there thinking, to be a ballerina, it takes 10 years of study. It's going to be expensive. The pointe shoes are expensive. I have to get to this place. They just have this dream. And when you see the wonder in their eyes, I'm so inspired by little children.
We're going to take a break and be right back with more of Nina Gilreath right after this. You're listening to Turnout Radio on CIUT 89.5 FM. You shared with me once about what it means to be a good steward to ourselves and to others. And so share some insight about stewardship.
So for me, I really love to be present. Like in this conversation, we're fully present. We're with each other. We don't have distractions. And I think that is a really lovely, beautiful way to share. And that's being a good steward to both of us because we're stewarding our time, our energy, our attention, our focus. Many times for me, I'm a great steward for other people, looking out for other people and their emotions and what they're going through. And also, I'm a great steward of the resources that have been given to me to steward through Ball Ethnic Dance Company and also East Athens Educational Dance Center. But sometimes I can be such a good steward of other people and other things that I unintentionally neglect myself. So in 2026, it's another thing moving forward. And I've been trying to do this for a while, is to just be a better steward of myself, my rest, as we've talking about, my emotions, my mental health, my physical health, and my spiritual health. We talked about time. All of those things require time, focus, and attention. So just like I'm a good steward and I schedule in time to look after others and buildings and money, I need to schedule and make sure I take the time to look after me, my greatest asset, me. If I don't take care and steward myself and all the things that I'm comprised of, then I'm not going to be there and available for others. And I want to be available at the highest level, and not always just for others. I deserve the same attention, attentiveness, and care as I give to others. I have to continually be mindful that I need to do that for myself. So those kind of things are scheduling time, as I spoke about earlier, to sit down on a day where I could use more rest instead of pushing myself over. So you're making me think about the messages that we tell ourselves, which can be good, bad, or indifferent. So I used to never allow myself to say, I am tired. It was just not in my vocabulary. I would not let myself, even if I wanted to go, I would reframe it. But this week, I allowed myself to say, I'm tired because I was tired. And I needed to say I was tired so I would get some rest. And if I didn't, what I realized is by not allowing myself to say I'm tired, I was not allowing myself to get adequate rest. So again, it's that stopping, being a good steward, really taking stock in where you are as a person. Give yourself the rest, the love, and the care. We have to do that, period. Because again, it goes back to, this is our life. We are the lead characters. And you think about in movies, in plays, in ballets, people take very good care of the lead characters, right? So in this life, we are the lead characters. So we have to take very good care of ourselves as the lead characters of our own show, Life.
Stay with us. We have more with Nina Gilreath coming up after this.
Thank you.
I would really like to know, what is on your book list right now? What have you been reading that has been activating you?
Ooh, I love books. I have a lot of books. So with me today, I have John Perkis, The Power of Letting Go. So this is important. Sometimes we have to figure out how to let go of things so that we can grab on to the things that are important for us, as we were just discussing. And then I just got this one, Iyanla Van Zandt, Spiritual Hygiene. I haven't started it yet. I'm going to start that this evening. But I love Iyanla. I've read most of her books, especially when I've been in the valley. Her words have helped to lift me up. And you think about, we've been talking about cleansing and water and rest. So Spiritual Hygiene seems like it's right up that alley. And then I have one more book that I am reading, and that's the Mel Robbins, Let Them. So when things are chaotic and people are doing all the things, her word is let them. And I'm learning from that and doing much better in protecting my time and space by letting the chaos let them.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Well, among many things, you and I have something in common, and that is definitely our appreciation for books. And I also brought a couple that I am reading. One of them is a book entitled Not Sure Who Needs to Hear This But.
Ooh, okay.
And the
I'm
book,
putting that down.
The book is by Willie Green and is a collection of inspired thoughts that engage our human experience. Beautiful reminders are noted in this book. And I'll read a couple, if I may. One of them is the following. It reads as follows. It says, holding off on celebrating yourself until you're in that place that you've been dreaming of is unfair. Appreciate the small wins. Embrace the human experience.
Ooh, wow. That's precious.
Isn't it? And I'll read one more that says, let what flows flow. Let what wants to go, go.
Ashe, ashe.
What a grand, grand reminder as we flow through the energy and the spirit of this conversation. I look forward to sharing more book shares.
Yes, it's the Nicole and Nina Book Club.
It is. I love it. I do. Nina, you have been such a joy to be in conversation with today. I want to thank you again for sitting down with me on Turnout Radio. How special it was to engage in this conversation. I look so forward to many more with you.
And I do too. I can't wait till you come to Atlanta or Athens. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, well, I am packing my bags. I will be there.
Come on down.
I look forward to having the opportunity to sit in space with you again soon. Thank you again, Nina.
All right. Thank you.
Stay with us. More of Turnout Radio coming up after this. Today, you've been listening to the sounds of Cannonball Adderley with Autumn Leaves and John Coltrane with Blue Train. Welcome back to Turnout Radio. That was Nina Gilraith here in the house with me, dropping and sharing some wonderful seeds of thought. What a pleasure it was to be in conversation with her today. And folks, if you missed the top of the interview, we invite you to visit turnoutradio.com, CIUT.FM, and some of your favorite podcast platforms where this episode will soon be streaming. And we invite you to visit Nina's previous interview with us, which can also be found on the above-mentioned platforms. And as we close, we would love to connect with you. We invite you to email us at turnoutradio@CIUT.FM. This brings us to a close of today's show. Thank you for tuning in to share time and rhythm with us. Join us again next week for more of Turnout Radio right here on CIUT 89.5 FM. I'm Nicole Inica Hamilton. I hope your week finds you turning out to dance. Thank you.
Thank you.